96.9 WBZH and 101.1 WHSM, Hayward's home for real news and great conversation. Here's your daily news roundup.
For WBZH and WHSM News, I'm Maddie Schaefer. Wisconsin's pandemic-era child care program ran out of funding this summer, and in the state's biennial budget, a new program to bridge the gap sends support to providers and families. But some providers aren't eligible to apply. Melissa Kay reports.
State Senator Patrick Teston says he was surprised to learn that only child care providers regulated by the state are eligible. That leaves some providers licensed by tribal nations unable to access that money.
What was brought to our attention, and we were not aware of, is that our tribal nations, they aren't able to qualify. And many of our tribal nations, including the Ho-Chunk, have their own child care centers, and they provide services not only for their own tribal members, but for others within the regions that they serve and operate in.
A bill at the state capitol would fix that, letting Native nations also qualify for the bridge support payments.
By opening the door and making a small minor tweak to current state statute on how this program is operated to open it up for tribal nations, we have 13 federally recognized tribal nations here in the state of Wisconsin. It's going to further open the door to allow and increase access to child care and hopefully help with the affordability of it.
9 Democrats and 6 Republicans, including Teston, have signed on in both chambers of the legislature.
If other child care providers are able to access these programs, our tribal nations should be as well. And so this should be a layup and a slam dunk, in my opinion.
I'm Melissa Kay.
The assembly version of the bill got a public hearing in December. The Senate version is still waiting in committee. Former Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes says Wisconsin governors are facing a new kind of challenge as federal pressure increasingly enters areas traditionally handled by states. Isabella Nieto has more.
In a visit to the WXCO studios on Thursday, Barnes said recent threats towards other states shows how quickly those dynamics can change.
We have not had to deal with experience, at least not in my lifetime, but we don't take the threats lightly.
Barnes took aim at the Trump administration, saying they govern using fear. He says Wisconsin should not respond by backing down.
He's using these fear and scare tactics to try to get people in positions to go along with his political agenda, which does nothing to serve the people of Wisconsin. It only serves his own interests.
Barnes says waiting for the next election is not an option as families struggle with rising costs. He says leaders must act immediately using the power they already have.
We are 2 weeks into 2026 and we see how things have quickly devolved. If things can happen this quickly in 2 weeks of this year, or even 1 year of Donald Trump's second presidency, imagine what more can happen in 10 months. We don't have the luxury to sit around and wait.
Barnes also discussed concerns in rural Wisconsin about renewable energy projects replacing farmland. He says local opposition to an energy project should be heard, but also says there is room for compromise.
If we have community opposition to a project, I think that opposition should be respected, but also want to make sure people have the right information about how land use is still achievable.
Barnes also says rural job losses, including due to paper mill closures, require the state to invest in small businesses, clean energy manufacturing, and recreation-based industries.
Radon is the second leading cause of lung cancer in America. But Lisa Hill reports there is something you can do about it.
January is Radon Action Month. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services is encouraging residents to test their homes for the odorless, colorless, radioactive gas. According to the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency and the Surgeon General, radon causes an estimated 21,000 lung cancer deaths per year. About 962 of those are from Wisconsin. Morgan Peterson is an environmental health specialist with Winnebago County Public Health, and she says now is the best time to test your home.
It's an odorless, invisible gas that you cannot see or smell in your home. So that's why we recommend testing during January, especially because your home is closed up at that time. And that's when you'll have the highest levels usually of radon.
According to DHS data, about 1 in 10 homes in Wisconsin has high radon levels. The gas typically enters the home through the foundation, becoming trapped inside. Any home or building can be susceptible to radon, and the only way to know whether your house or apartment has elevated levels is to test. Peterson said the lower levels of the home, such as the basement, are the most susceptible.
The lowest livable part of your home. So if you spend a lot of time in your basement, we recommend testing down there because that's where the levels will be the highest. Level by level, it goes down a little bit less. So it'll, like on the first floor, could be a little bit less than it would be in the basement.
Visit lowradon.org or call 888-LOW-RADON to discuss available options. For Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hale.
Sawyer County Public Health offers do-it-yourself radon testing kits. You can find more information on their website by searching environmental hazards. For WBZH and WHSM News, I'm Maddie Schaefer.
Jeff Hafley to Miami. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NFL. After 2 years in Green Bay, defensive coordinator Jeff Hafley is the new head coach of the Miami Dolphins. Meanwhile, Packers tight end Tucker Kraft, recovering from ACL surgery, talked about what he and Micah Parsons are going through.
Before the surgery and something Micah is going through right now, like it is very painful. I don't wish it upon anyone that the first 3 weeks post-surgery is just... Yeah, it's tough.
College football, Indiana celebrating their first national championship, beating Miami 27-21. NBA, the Bucks at home tomorrow night against the Thunder. They beat the Hawks in Atlanta 112-110. Marquette winning in overtime over Providence 105-104. Freshman Nigel James with a season-high 38 points.
Not everybody's made for, you know, that role to be the floor leader, the guy that's attacking, the guy that's got the ball in his hands when it matters most. NJ is made for that.
That's Golden Eagles coach Shaka Smart with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Cold weather advisory continues this morning for bitter cold wind chills lower than 20 below. Increasing clouds for today, a high of 5 to 10. Some light snow and flurries possible tonight. A low tonight near zero, mostly cloudy in mid-teens tomorrow.
That's your Hayward News Roundup from WBZH and WHSM. Find more news anytime at wbzh.fm/news. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.